Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello, and welcome to the Monday Waffle Round 21. It's Verity Hughes in the seat here. It's going to be an all-girls show today. We've got Sophie Clappin and Laura Birch here in the studio with
Hello.
Me.
Hello.
Hi, Verity.
Top of the morning to you.
How are we all?
Hello, and what a great weekend of football, guys.
Yes, it was a good weekend. Beautiful conditions.
I know.
How's the weather?
Sunny Sunday, 21 degrees.
Summer
loved it.
Is coming. I'm so excited.
Just perfection. And good AFL rounds as well.
Oh, the Eagles last 8 seconds out of your seat on top of the world. That is why we love footy.
Golden. Anyway, amazing. Let's get on with the waffle talk. Subiaco versus East Perth, Clappin. Can you give us a rundown of that game?
Yeah, Subi, again, my boys, on top. They came out with a win, 9-14-68, 6-10-46. As I said before, the weather was turning it on. Beautiful conditions, but the game was pretty scrappy and a little bit low scoring, which is not like Subi. But they did play well. They now remain 2 games clear and percentage clear on top. So Liam Ryan was a highlight. He kicked 4 goals, had 17 possessions for Subi. And Hamish Shepherd, the big man, he also kicked 3 alongside Carl Horsley, who racked up 34 possessions. So Subiaco were playing very well. East Perth, Jonathan Giles kicked 2 goals. And Lewis Jeddah, who was obviously dropped from the Eagles, he picked up 24 disposals alongside Pat McGinnity, who had 23. But East Perth just, I guess, couldn't keep up. And Subi, once again, dominated on top.
Pat McGinnity plays well every week at the Waffle, doesn't he?
He does. He just can't really get a look in at the Eagles. But then again, you know, if you've got great players in the Eagles, then why
East Perth are lucky to have him.
Exactly.
And the South Freo versus the Swan Districts game, Birchie.
We were always going to win. I think we're always the favourite.
Look, we were just always winners.
Look, if we were losing against Swan Districts, I think our finals hopes would be pretty much dashed. South Rio was on top for most of the game in the afternoon, but they had trouble with accuracy. Swan Districts was able to hold on. Last quarter, they kicked the first 3 goals, which only put them 7 points behind South Rio. So I bet the fans were going crazy, but South Rio was just too strong, and they did what we expected, steadied their lead by kicking the last few goals to win. South Rio, Ben Saunders every week. He kicked 4, could have kicked more. He had 5 behinds, which isn't
5 good. 5 behinds?
Yeah.
Mm. 4 goals, so he always does well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. In front. Ryan Cook, Tyson Pickett and Blaine Johnson also kicked 2, so good work, boys. And Ashton Hams, Joel's favourite.
Sir Atsis will be happy with that.
Very happy. He racked up 32 possessions. Dylan Main, 29. Shane Hockey, 28. And Ruckman Brock Higgins also played well. 26 hit-outs and 6 marks, so good work, boys. Let's have a look at Swan Districts. Adam Faulkner, another one we mention every week, fantastic. 30 possessions, 2 goals, while Matt Rogers booted 2 in the last quarter. And he also had his 100th waffle appearance. So congratulations, Maddie. And Matt Riggio, 29 disposals. So look, Swans, it's all about looking to next year, yeah. Isn't it? They're bottom on the ladder. They've got to look to next year.
Yeah, and having 105-70, that's still a pretty good outcome.
It's not too bad, everything considered. The fact that that you just said, Birchie, they came back in the last quarter and kicked the first 3 goals. I mean, that's impressive.
And that's what you want. You want that.
Bullies.
You want to be able, it's those last few minutes and those last quarters, as going back to the Eagles, you need to be able to commit the whole way through the game. You can't fall behind, you know, midterm. So.
The East Freo versus Perth game, 17 goals, 12 points, 114 to me, Sharkers. Hurrah to the
well
Demons.
Done.
9 goals, 11, 65. Come in this morning, but she goes, oh, I tipped Perth.
Do you know
I
what?
Said, what?
I really lost faith in East Rio because they've just been losing left, right and centre.
I tipped your Shuckers.
Yeah, you all did.
Rightly, you should have.
Yeah, happened. I tipped Shuckers.
Look, East Fremantle, our hopes stay alive. 29-point win. We now sit 5th on the ladder. They played well. They held their lead pretty much the entire game. James Bristow up forward for East Frio. He kicked 4 goals. Andrew Stokes, 19 disposals. Brett Peak, the veteran, also kicked 4 goals. What a man. George Hampson, he's just the gun for the Sharkers. He kicked 2. Liam Anthony, 36 possessions. And Cameron Eadley had 26. Just, yes.
Yes,
you're going to relish in it for a little bit.
You're heading back to the form you were in before, where you were just dominating. Before we had our
little,
You did have a little bit of a moment,
little rut, a little a little what moment,
I mean, you were beating Subi before. You looked like you could win.
But that game, back. Subi were missing their strong midfielders. But look, just to comment on the Perth side, Brett Wolfenden, Marshall Jones both kicked 2 goals. So that's pretty good effort. So did Sam Garstone. Liam McKenna gathered 28 disposals, but it wasn't enough. And they struggled to keep up with the Sharks, the Demons. But look, they're actually my default side I like to go for, the Demons. I like it when they come out with a win.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And look, you were talking about the Eagles earlier, girls, but the thriller of this waffle round,
West Perth versus Claremont. Holy dooly. So, just unbelievable. It was like the thriller of the round. And it was the final, as I said before, Claremont just peaked it in that final quarter. They were down, and then 11 minutes, they kicked, I think 4 or 5 goals to put them just 1 point behind. So they were sitting 1 point, and they just ran out of time. It should have been like tennis, actually, where you win by 2, and then
my heart is broken.
I know, poor boys, because, you know, finals hopes are now kind of kaput.
They're gone.
But such a strong team to be able to do that in the last, you know, minutes of the quarter. So hats off to them.
But to talk more in depth about the Claremont game, we're joined by Kepler Bradley from Claremont.
It was a close one. How did you feel about the game against West Perth?
It's happened too often for us this year, losing by short margins. So I think that's about the 8th or 9th game. We've lost under 10 points. So the players were pretty disappointed by the end, but it was a good effort to kick some quick goals there at the end there and make it a tight game.
And I guess, the turnaround was those last few minutes of the last quarter. Where did you guys find that momentum from? You know, what was kind of the push?
We played a bit more attacking from stoppages and stuff like that. We either lose by 40 or lose by 1 point, it doesn't matter. So we kind of sent a few blokes forward and through the stoppage and basically just tried to get it on the boot as quick as we could and get the forwards playing in front and try and just get in their forward line as quick as we can, because we know West Perth are pretty good at running defensively. So that whole last quarter, we just tried to attack and leave no stone unturned, which the boys did well.
And Kepler, as the development officer at Claremont there, who are the young players to watch out for coming 2017?
We've got a couple. So young Bailey Banfield, who's played quite a lot of Colts footy this year. He's played 4 games in the development side, and he'll be pushing for a league selection, you know, in the last 2 games. And if not, hopefully an AFL club's looking at him. I definitely think he's good enough to make the next step at the next level. So that's good for him. And we've got a lot of young guys that have been going really well at development level. So we've got Cam Palmer and Isaac Devitt-Boyd, who's going really well. And they'll be pushing their names up for senior selection for, you know, next year and hopefully, you know, 10 years to come.
And Kepler, who were the standout players from this match?
I thought Bo Mace was really good until he
got knocked out.
Yeah, he got knocked out, so he went to hospital. But I thought he was terrific. I thought the captain really stood up, Jake Murphy, in the last quarter, kicking 2 goals, and I think he ended up with 30-odd touches. So he played a really good game, and Jai Bolton always gets a lot of the footy. So there was a few people in the midfield and up forward who stood up in the last quarter and made it such a close game, which it was.
Yeah, definitely. Is Bo, how's he doing? Is he all right?
Yeah, I went and seen him yesterday, so he went to hospital, had a few scans, and they released him back home. So I went and seen him yesterday, and he had a bit of a headache and still a little bit groggy. So I'm not a doctor, but I doubt if he'd probably play this week. So, it's all about, you know, R&R
recovery
for him.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And, yeah, just taking it easy.
Yeah, brilliant. And I know it's a bit disappointing because finals are kind of slashed at this point, but I guess the next few games you'll still give it your all and push through. Is that, you know, anything to look forward to, I guess, in the next few games? Anything you can tell?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been good enough for a lot of games during the year. You know, it's proven that we won 5 or 6 games, plus we've lost 8 or 9 by under 10 points. So we've definitely got the cattle there. And I think for the last two games, it's all about, you know, blooding some new guys for next year and years to come. And not only that, we want to be really competitive right to the end, and we think the last two games are winnable. So we'll be going out there to win and finish off on a really high note, as well as trying to blood some young guys for the future as well.
Yeah, definitely. 2017, it'll be your year.
Yeah, hopefully, with a bit of luck.
And you're versing East Fremantle next week. What will be the challenges
versing Mishakas, bruh?
they're really good with their attacking. So Brett Peake, obviously, very smart player. Lester Smith off halfback and goes forward. He's a very smart player. And, you know, they got a really good midfield with Anthony and blokes like that running through there. So, when they get their tails up, they're hard to stop. So it's all about, you know, defensive efforts and trying to keep them at the forwards' goal side, because, they're very smart and they can get you up the ground and then turn you back to goal, which, you know, that's Brett Peake's specialty. So
he's an awesome veteran, that player.
Absolutely, yeah. He's had a year off and come back bigger and better.
Exactly. That's it. Well, Kepler, thank you so much for joining us on the Monday Waffle podcast today. We really appreciate it.
No worries at all.
And that was Development Officer Kepler Bradley from Claremont. The Tigers giving us a bit of an insight to the nail biter that was that game on Saturday.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle podcast, the girls edition. Now let's talk footy.
It's time for the Monday Waffle tips. Let's get down to business. Now, round 21 tips, Laura Birch, take it away.
Oh, God. So, yeah, as we discussed earlier, I decided to tip Perth because... Look, East Fremantle have not come through. Every time I've tipped them, they've been losing. So,
there's not enough hope there for me, Sharky's bro. I don't like it.
Verity, Joel, Soph, you got 4 out of 4. I got 3. So it's put Verity joined on top with me again.
Yes.
50 points. Joel's behind us on 48. And Soph, 47. Still one behind Joel. So
I'm so close. I just don't want to end last. That's my goal now. I know I'm not going to win, so I just don't want to come last.
Look, it's going to be close, and who knows who's going to finish on top.
We can see the fire in Birchie's eyes.
I know, she's just...
As I'm level with her.
I know,
I'm
not happy. But I'd slowly move away from
on,
that desk.
Bring on round 22, I say.
But let's look ahead to next week's game, and Verity, maybe you can tell me who you're going to tip.
We'll see. Looking at the games for next week, round 22, East Frio versus Claremont, that'll be a good game. That'll be a home ground advantage for Mishakas Bra. East Perth versus South Fremantle, the Bulldogs, that's at Medibank Stadium. And Peel Thunder will verse your boys, the Subiaco Lions, at Bendigo Bank Stadium. And Swanee Districts versus Perth, they are all 2:15 games on the Saturday, the 20th of August. Looking at the ladder at the moment, Clapham, if you'd just like to remind us who's on top.
Oh, you had to ask Sophie Clapham, didn't you?
I didn't even think you'd have to ask. I think you should just all know that Subiaco currently sit on top.
And who's Thank number you. Two? Who's Lions, number two?
Followed closely by South Frio, West Perth sit in third, Peel Thunder, and then East Frio. Bottom of the line, we've got East Perth, Claremont, Perth and Swanee Dees.
Question, what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
Waffle. What ifs?
This is the segment on the Monday Waffle where we figure out what players would be if they weren't players.
Now, today, Birchie, it's not more of a what if the players would be, but more so, what if we could decide the soundtrack to their life on the field or their pump-up song?
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Verity. Who have you chosen and what's your song?
So I've chosen especially for this week because West Perth did just come out on top with the 1-point win over Claremont. I've thought, okay, now what would go through Rowan Kerr's mind? Because he's, you know, the senior sort of capitano for West Perth, you know. I'm thinking, what would have gone through his mind with that 1-point win? And I thought, it's the final countdown to I won't go on, but I reckon that's got to be the pump-up song. I'd have gotten him out on the field.
You would. You gotta play that. That'd be amazing. Well, look, I've come for a team. I'm going for my beloved Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And I reckon every game they should play, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Of course. Who Let the Dogs Out? And they'd be like, oof.
Who let the dogs out? Me.
Kelly'd be like, me, me, me. Oh dear. And thank you for joining us for the Monday Waffle Round 21. What would be your pump up song before you get out on the field or to do whatever sort of vigorous exercise you do, I guess?
Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a great week and we'll see you next Monday.
Catch you Monday, Wafflers.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.